All right, last hour we were talking to Bex, whose best friend had this wild first date where she and her friends really haven't stopped talking about it. Her friend met a guy, I guess, they connected, decided to go on a cruise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then basically on their first date, they got married.
Which is crazy. And then there was a valid question tossed out by Tanya on the text line. I don't have a crazy first date story. I do have a question. How did they get a marriage license so quickly on a cruise ship? Like, that's valid because, like, then aren't they, like, out in the middle of the sea, right? Unless they can, where is the license going to be valid in? I guess it's my question. If they
aren't ship captains and aren't they able to marry people?
Yes, but you have to file the license somewhere.
I don't know.
Where is that going to get filed? That is very, it's a valid question, though, as far as legality.
Okay, well, like, I don't know the answer to that. I know,
but good question. And then we got this message on Messenger from Elizabeth. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Buckle up. She said, this is a friend of a friend and also about 7 years old, but... She said, I started messaging Jerry, in quotes, on the site.
Okay.
His pictures were cute, seemed interesting, decided that texting would be easier. We started texting. He asked me if I liked Mediterranean men, told me he was Greek. Ooh. So I went to Google, used the translate feature, said, I like Greek men, and sent it to him in Greek. We decided to go to dinner that night. I met him at the restaurant. We sat in this great space outside. I knew there was probably not going to be a second date within 5 minutes, though. I figured I would give him the benefit of the doubt, so I stayed, ordered a drink, we chatted. I asked him what he did for a living. He told me he owned his own business. Awesome! So you're a hitman, bail bondsman, professional gamer. I need something more. So I asked what the business was. He said it was complicated. He builds race cars. Wow, so complicated. Ugh, this date sucks. At this point, I'm thinking at least I'm getting dinner and a couple of drinks. Boy, I was getting so much more. I ended up ordering the brisket and some sweet potato fries. He then proceeds to ask if the brisket is big enough to share. What? I have obviously not shared my love of food with him enough. My bad. I give him and the waiter this look like, are you kidding me? He then orders two sides. He's sharing this with me. While we wait for my food to come, I ask him if he was going to the Greek festival this week, and he looks at me like I have a third eye. He responds with, no, why would I? Why? You specifically told me you were Greek, and I'm sorry, but that justifies me thinking you're in touch with your Greekness. This leads him to say, yeah, you sent me that crazy text, remember, in Greek? I want to slam my head against the table at this point. Should have gotten up. But I'm thinking about the brisket, so I order another drink, and the conversation turns to his past relationships. This is a train wreck.
Wow.
Does he know it's a train wreck? The brisket arrives. It looks amazing. I take my piece and start to eat. He takes a small piece, cuts a little, and then says, I don't really eat meat.
What?
I almost choke. The first thing that comes to mind is Ben Stiller in Along Came Polly when he eats the Indian food. Well, Jerry helps that visual by saying, I'm not sure what this is going to do to me.
What?
Yep, it happened, and I almost peed myself right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Needless to say, we haven't texted since that night. I thanked him for dinner and left. Then I looped back into the restaurant, went to the restroom, had a nice little convo with our server. Jerry tipped well, so at least he's got that going for him. Pros, he isn't a hitman. He tries new things. Cons, do I really need to list them?
Holy cow, that is wild. That was a first date.
Yeah, it was an entertaining. I felt like we were sitting right there with her.
Yeah, we were in the booth right next to her. That is funny. Yep. Dang, all right, so, good story.
Sorry, she's not riding off into the sunset with Jerry the Greek man.
Right. Oh, I love that. I love that. All right. Good stories there. If you got any more, feel free to text. 502-795-1997 is our number.